Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the Melanin Week podcast. We hope you are having a good day and ready to engage with us today. Before we even begin, thank you so much for the love you've been showing our last episode. We appreciate it and yeah, keep it coming. Badiliki, melanin juu chini hakuna bleaching. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. Girls are thinking, ni makin tu na makwe. Squad yote mpaka DJ. So, today in studio is Gino, are you laughing?
Hey,
in studio is me and Jane. Yeah, just me and Jane today. Monica will not be joining us, but yeah. She is fine. She is fine. Do not worry. Yeah, Jane, would you want to say hi to the people?
Yeah, hi people. It's exciting actually to be back here again, and yeah, let's see how it goes, just the two of us. No giggling. We have to be serious,
yes.
Really.
Yes, we have to be. But we are serious people. No, you are the one who is not serious. If it was just me and Monica, there would be no giggling.
Thanks a lot.
That says a lot.
That says a lot, a lot. Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Today, we're recording this on a Tuesday. So work. Guy, just a few minutes ago, I embarrassed myself in front of my child. So we were just discussing like tomorrow, like how he will go to the after school club or he'll come directly home. So I told him I'll be out of work quite early so he can come home early. Then so we agreed that he would go to the after school club and leave at 3. And then so I came to this room where I normally record. Then I closed the door. Then I remembered, but tomorrow they have this, like, they go to the sports hall. They go to the sports hall on Tuesday. So in my head, tomorrow is Tuesday. So I go and tell him, I say, but tomorrow you're going to the sports hall. So you'll go there and then you'll come home after. He's like, but mom, we went there today. I'm like, okay.
Your week is just starting.
Like, I have no clue what day it is. So, yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah. Now I know it's Tuesday. But anyway, I've had a good day.
Welcome to Tuesday.
At least the day is not... I've discovered before the day ends.
You know? Good for you.
Yeah. You?
Yeah. My week has been going brilliant.
Your week.
It sounds like tomorrow is Friday.
No.
I'm done.
We just agreed it's Tuesday. Come on.
I'm done with the week. I'm done. Yeah, I've done Monday, Tuesday. I've done everything that I need to do for the week. So tomorrow is Friday. Yeah, but yeah, it's been going really well. Snowing a lot.
Really?
Up here. Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
we don't live in the same country, clearly.
Well, now we have it covered. You know the picture I sent you with the green grass, it's covered now. It's a bit white, just a thin layer.
That's good. But hey, can we dive in?
Yes, Remy? Please. Lead us. Master.
Guy. Yeah. So today we'll be talking about raising multilingual children. And I guess most of you listeners know that Remy and I live in Finland and we have children here. So in Finland, people don't speak English. They speak Finnish and Swedish. Yes. And our mother tongue is not English either, as you can hear from the accent. And yeah, so we have our own mother tongues or mother tongue. We speak plenty of languages. So we'd like to talk about how it is like to raise multilingual children in this kind of environment. But let's start with Remy. How many languages do you speak fluently?
You mean like I can express myself well?
Exactly.
five languages. Kai, are they five? No? Four. Kai. I think, wait.
Where?
There's Kikuyu. Yeah, there are five. Kikuyu, Swahili, English, Finnish, and Swedish.
Mm,
Yeah.
that you can express yourself
Yeah,
like.
yeah.
Well, can you say that you
Like,
speak any of those languages like perfectly?
where? Maybe English would be what would be closest to perfect of all of them. Yeah, I think I would say I have most vocabulary in English. Yeah. You?
Do you think well, yeah, I speak fluently, like fluently, three languages, and two more from home, which I can't say I'm fluent, but I wouldn't get lost. Yeah. And I think if shit came to shove, I would actually be able to express myself and get my what is it called? My message across. Yeah. So I'm not fluent, but yeah, I would speak them. And yeah. Yeah. Growing up, you spoke three languages, right? From Kenya as a child. Yeah. Do you think that has had an effect of you learning the other two languages? Do you think it was easier because you already had a background of knowing three languages?
I don't know. I've heard people say that, you know, the more languages you have, like as a child that you or you're exposed to, it gets easier to learn other languages. I don't know if I would say it had. I don't see how it has made it easier or harder. I really can't say. Maybe just, don't know, just the fact of understanding the different dynamics of languages maybe makes you understand a newer language better. I don't know if you get what I mean. Yeah, but I don't really know if I can
Yeah,
say. Yeah.
of course we wouldn't know because we were brought up like speaking many languages from home. So learning a new language, you wouldn't tell if the reason why you learned another language, would you say faster, but you learned another language and you're able to speak it fluently, if it has an effect.
Yeah, and then I would also say
Yeah.
if it's if that was the case, because at least majority of the Kenyans that I know who are in Finland, majority have a background of having three languages. And it's not everyone who's had it easy learning either Finnish or
True,
Swedish here.
true.
So I yeah.
So maybe yeah, it doesn't hold any water
Yeah.
in that way. It's very individual.
It
I think for
is.
me, the only thing I would say that my upbringing has, or rather, and in terms of my language, is how fast I can switch languages from one language to another.
Yeah, true, true, true,
Like,
true.
I think for me, that's something that
Yeah.
still amazes me.
And actually, yeah, we are
And
very used to that in Kenya because of the three or the two, at least two, and for most
yeah.
people, a third language, maybe even a fourth, and you're able to
Yeah.
switch it so
Yeah.
quickly. Yeah.
So, yeah. And to the extent of these days, I don't even know like which language I'm thinking in anymore. Like, but whatever the case, it's still making
It's
sense.
making
Like,
sense,
they're
eh?
all in my
Yeah,
head.
yeah. Do you think you have a do you have a dominant do you think you have a dominant language that you say think in, count in, dream in?
I would say I would definitely say I think it depends with the situation.
Okay.
So there are things even if I try to think about them in English, they just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, they do make sense, but then it doesn't feel like it's close to my heart,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Like say I'm thinking of I'm coming to visit Remy tomorrow, and then we'll do this and this and this and this and this. I think because it has something to do with you in particular, and we almost never speak English together. Like,
Okay,
yeah,
like
almost
fluent.
never. Then, like, yeah,
Yeah.
fluent English. Like, it's almost like the situation that I am going for demands me to think in English,
Yeah, it's
in
Swahili.
Swahili,
Yeah.
right? Yeah, and then there are things like, let's say, professional things. And how do I say this? Not professional things, but something that needs me to be serious.
Okay, Jay. Please tell us which things are these that need you to be. I've never seen them.
Yeah, then I think those ones I think in English most of the times. Or if it's a project that I need to do, I need to use professional language. I need to write an email. I need to make a complaint. I need to do certain things. Even if they demand me to write a complaint, let's say, for example, in Finnish, I would still think in English. Like that would be the dominant
Yeah,
language.
yeah, yeah.
And then I will have to translate it then from English to Finnish. And then, yeah, I think every day, like at work, then I think in Finnish. So, what language do I dream in? It also depends on the day.
Hey, where? Let's leave that for another episode, please. Hey, you should see the look on Jane's face. She's even blushing. What dreams are these you're dreaming?
Don't
You
dream.
don't dream.
I don't dream.
Okay, I've realized, like, more especially counting. I count in English. Like, there's no way I can count in any other
I know.
language. It can't.
Me neither.
And even when I give my phone number somewhere, well, now it's more and more automatic. I say it in Finnish, but when I have to like counter check it, I'll say it in English in my head.
In
Like,
English, I know.
yeah, it can't
I
like.
remember when we were being taught, or every time we have a training on resuscitation, so you're practicing two of you, and then you have to count out loud so that the person who's giving the air knows that now it's time to give the air. So I will count in English with all my heart, and then I will the last two numbers, 29 and 30, will be in Finnish.
Then you get confused.
No.
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. So, Remy, tell us, how many children do you have?
I have two children.
How old are they?
5 and 8, soon turning 6 and 9.
Okay. And how many languages do you speak in your house?
We have 3 languages. I speak Swahili to my kids, and then my partner speaks Finnish to the kids, and then me and my partner speak English.
Okay.
Amongst us, how many between us, with each other.
Me and him.
Me and
Him
him.
and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So why did you choose for your family to use those three languages?
Well, two of them, I don't know if I chose. I think it was, what would I say, out of my control. When my partner and I met, I didn't speak such good Finnish. Well, neither did he speak such good English, but English was the language that I was most comfortable communicating with, and he was happy to speak English because he wanted to learn more English, so it became our language. And I think once you meet someone and you start with one language, it's quite hard to switch over, whatever it is.
Change.
Because I even have met
True.
people who we speak Finnish with, and even if you know they speak English, it's just hard to switch. I don't know. It's so awkward. And then came the kids, and of course for him it was more than natural that he would speak his mother tongue, which is Finnish. So on my the Swahili is where I would say I made a conscious choice, because I had all these five languages I said that I speak, but I had, and even English being maybe, as I said, my strongest language, I made a conscious decision to speak Swahili to my kids.
But why Swahili and not English?
Because I don't consider English my mother tongue, and I wanted them to get my mother tongue. Well, maybe Kikuyu is more my mother tongue, but I feel like Swahili is the national language in Kenya, or one of. So they would be able to communicate with anyone in Kenya and even beyond Kenya in other African countries. So I get it for me, it gives them what do you call it? A wider range of views or something. And also I've realized, like, I don't know, I can't speak like to sm when you hold a small baby, or when I hold a small baby, it's so automatic that I just speak Swahili, like, ooh, completely. You know, even people's kids who are not even Kenyans, or you know, like, it just comes out of my mouth like Swahili. It's natural, let's just say. So there was like, I would
I
just be
know.
so awkward. It would just be so awkward if I would have to speak English.
Before we continue, just today, when I was leaving work, my boss asked me to help her with something, and somebody came and said that somebody is here to see you, and she was like, "Yeah, just wait for a second." So when I was leaving, we were done. The person who was waiting for her had a small baby in a car seat, and my goodness, this baby looks like a doll, like almost fake, like so cute, and
Edible.
so like
You even got baby
edible.
fever.
So the baby, I know, no.
You got baby fever.
No, no, no.
Are you sure?
So then I
You're
know.
even praying that that was not baby fever. Are you doubting yourself?
No. And
Jerry's were crossing her
no, it was
legs,
a
crossing her hands. Yeah, that baby at her body.
I love babies. I
Even
love babies. Oh my goodness.
hiding your titties.
No. Okay. I felt nice seeing the baby. So, I just look at the baby and I'm like, "Oh, how cute is this child?" And she's like, "Oh, thank you." And my boss came there and was also on the kid. So I go on my escort. And I start speaking to the kid in Swahili, like, "Oh my God, akiwa ni mzuri, ona nikuchukue nikupeleke kwetu, you know, like I just want to take you home." And everyone is looking at me like,
I know
"Okay,
what
you are not well in
gibberish.
the head.
Gibberish is
You are
this.
gibberish. You're casting a spell on my child or something." You know? Yeah, but it was I don't know, it comes naturally every time I see a baby, like I just want to speak to them in Swahili. Yeah. And I've also realized with people that I feel very comfortable with, regardless of their race, at some point I'll just say something in Swahili just because I feel, for me, I feel like Swahili is just my comfort language. Like
But
that's
whether
the
they
time
understand
when
or not, or
I'll just tell them something like shikahi, you know, like just because I feel so comfortable with them, like I'll just tell them like, "Yeah, take this," and then I realize, "Oh, sorry, wrong person." Or I'll be giving them a story, and then because now I am truly myself with these people, I'll go like, "Alafu nikamwambia," and then I'm thinking, "No, wrong person, wrong
Wrong
tongue,
language. Switch the button.
wrong language."
So how many
Yes.
language do you have? How many languages do you have in your home?
In my home, I would say we have three languages, and I speak to my son in Swahili. He speaks to me mostly in Finnish.
Not to me,
And yeah, lucky
Mm.
person. Yeah, he speaks to me in Finnish most of the times, and then we watch everything on TV in English,
Yeah.
mostly, like more or less everything on TV in English. And slowly, I can tell you the English is creeping in, like really, really fast,
Is he
coming from my son.
and is he speaking to, is he trying also to speak to you in English as well?
Never.
Never. Yeah, but he does
Never.
speak to you in Swahili, a certain
Yeah, he does
percentage.
speak to me in Swahili. Yeah, sometimes, but it's getting better actually with age. Yeah, in the beginning that I could say that he almost never spoke to me in Swahili. But now as he's getting older, I feel like he's becoming more confident. Can I say confident even? Because it's not a question of confidence. I think it's a question of a power struggle. Like,
He's giving in.
yeah, he's giving in because I have not given in. Yeah, so yeah, three languages we speak in this house. Yeah.
Was it for you a conscious decision to, or why did you choose to speak Swahili?
First of all, Swahili is my mother tongue. As much as many Kenyans would find it ridiculous for me to say that Swahili is my mother tongue and I'm not from the coast, but my dad and mom speak two different languages, and they did speak to us actually in those different languages. But amongst me and my sisters and me and playing outside and with everyone else, we spoke
Just
Swahili.
Swahili,
So for me, yeah, for me, Swahili is really, really, really my mother tongue. It's like I said, it's the language that I feel like I am most relaxed, like absolutely relaxed. Like, it's not perfect Swahili, like book perfect Swahili, but yeah, I feel most relaxed and able to express. Yeah, some of those innermost things that would probably not come out properly in English. So with my child, I knew even from the time I was pregnant that I want to teach this child Swahili. And so more so like how can I say, to leave something for him. I think that's the best inheritance you can leave
Yeah,
for a
true,
child.
true.
I in Finland, I don't think anyone else would have taught him as much Swahili as I have. So I feel like that's the best inheritance I can leave for him and teach him. The biggest part of my culture is my language. And yeah, I want to him to feel like he's part of the Kenyan society. And yeah, that's why I chose to speak to him in Swahili. It Many people questioned it actually in the beginning, like why I'm not using English because he'd be more international. But yeah, for me, it was a non-negotiable.
Negotiable.
Yeah.
It's a very good point that you said about the culture, because there's no way you can learn a culture if you don't learn the language, like for whatever culture
Exactly.
it is. Because the
Exactly.
more I learn the Finnish language, the more I feel I understand their culture, you know. And if you want to understand the Chinese culture, it has to go through their language. And so I felt
Exactly.
if I want to teach my children my culture, where I come from, it has to start with the language. Like, there's no two ways to it.
Yeah, it's very true.
What
Okay.
resistance did you
So
face, or who are these people who are not understanding? Or who did you feel like you had to explain to?
let's start with even my own immediate family. Not everyone in my immediate family, actually, but some of my immediate family members were like, yeah, just teach him English, like he'll be more international, and yeah, he'd be still be able to communicate with other people. Like Swahili is such a small language, like in that way he would only be able to use it in Kenya, you know, and he's living here in Finland, so why? Then I remember at one point my son was probably 3 years or something. We went to country X to visit relatives, and country X, my foot. We went to Denmark to visit relatives, and my aunt, so my father's sister, is married to a Danish man, and I've known this man like forever. They used to live in Kenya, and their children are my age mates. They are our age mates, so to speak. So yeah, we were sitting there, and I was just talking to my son, and he was all over the place. And then he asked me, like, why are you speaking to your child in Swahili? Like, why can't you use English? And I looked at him, and I asked him, why did you speak to your children in Danish while you were living in Kenya? You should have spoken to them in English. And he laughed, and he told me, you got it. Because, you see, it's very, I feel like, we have colonized ourselves to the point of thinking that our language is not good enough. Like there are languages and then there are sub-languages. So English is a language. Danish is a language. Finnish is a language. German is a language. French is a language. And then we have sub-languages. And then we have sub-sub-languages. Like I have nothing against somebody deciding to teach their children Khoi Khoi, even if there are only five people who speak that language. For me, I feel like it is a language and you should be proud of it. Like, So I don't know. It's also a sense of pride for me to be able to show my child like there's nothing wrong with our language. It's equally as important as any other language that you would learn in this world.
Exactly. Interesting. Did you, was there anyone you were looking up to at that point, like when you were starting off, when your child was born?
Anyone I was looking up to? Not necessarily, but I think for me, it was the people I was looking up to were Chinese people, Arabs, these white people themselves. Like you would meet a Finn who lives in the middle of the United States of America. They will still speak to their children in Finnish.
And a so deep why Finnish not us? Accent.
Accent, exactly. So why not us? Like true, for me, it was just a question of I don't know, call it, what do you call it, African power, pan-Africanism, power to the people, rebellion. I don't know. But if for me it was like, no, there are no two ways about it. And I would want, for me, my hope was that my friends, my loved ones can speak to my child in Swahili. And then he also understands that I'm not the only person who speaks this language. And it's been working out quite fine. Like you said, my son thinks that Remy does not know any other language apart from Swahili. And he will look for words, he will fight and struggle, and
oh, I love it.
He's so sure.
And Jen is staring at her own son like this and thinking, where is that vocabulary coming from?
Whose child?
Whose child is this?
You know? Yeah. And things like that give me strength to go on. Yeah. I feel like I'm not talking to a wall because it's been a struggle for us. Like, it's really been a struggle to the point I think people out there think I'm just being abnormal. Like, this kid does not understand me. But he answers exactly. We are having a very good conversation in Swahili
In
and Finnish.
Finnish,
And then
yeah.
now, as he grows up, you can just see that he's becoming more cheeky. So every time he wants to talk about something, then he will switch the language very fast to Swahili so that nobody else understands.
Understands it. Yeah. True.
So it's something. So how did you do it? Like, considering that you are the only one who speaks Swahili to your kids, like at home, like they don't hear it from school. Like, how did you go about it?
Well, I have a friend who's from Indonesia and she's married to a Finn. And when their kids were born, they lived the first, like, how can I say, the preschool years of the kids were spent in Indonesia. And then when the kids started going to school, they moved to Finland. So, of course, the kids had a strong Indonesian language, what do you call it? Background
Background
foundation. And now,
foundation.
yeah. And now the language their dad was speaking to them, which was Swedish, was now the weaker language. But now when they came here, things now switched around because they're going to a Swedish school. Majority of the people are speaking Swedish, their relatives. So then now the Indonesian language started going down. And that's when she realized, or she was telling me that she realized she has to be consistent because now she started realizing the words are swapping. They will speak two words in Indonesian and then the third and fourth is in Swedish. And she's like, you know all those words? So she told me she would even pretend she doesn't know what they're talking about until they scratch their head and find that word. So I remember her, she told me, be consistent. And that's something I just picked up and held on to and still holding on to, consistency. So like I decided, okay, it's Swahili, we're doing Swahili. It's tough because I cannot hold a conversation in Swahili, in pure Swahili. Like there's so many words as Kenyans. We mix a lot, Swahili and English. But I decided, okay, I'll speak the way we speak in Kenya. You know, I don't have to pretend to be Swahili from Tanzania. Of course, I could push myself. And that also was something, an encouragement I got from seeing another friend who is a Kenyan, who speaks pure Swahili to their kids, like back a
Oh, yes.
fridge. Like, me, I didn't even know what a fridge is in Swahili. Me, I'm thinking, ah, say what? So then I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, that also gave me a lot of encouragement. And I thought to myself, these words just sound weird in my head just because I'm not using them. But the more you start to use them, then it becomes like any
Exactly.
other word. If I can speak up, and then I told them, if I could learn the word yota, I mean, that was
I
one of the
know.
most difficult words to
Helena.
in Finnish. If I could learn all these pronunciations that I've, like, you're almost twisting your tongue, why can't I say Swahili words that are in the Kamusi? Eh, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. So consistency, that's where I started at. And I decided,
Consistency.
like, if I'm going to switch a word, if like, you know, when you're having a conversation and you can't come up with a word immediately, you're not going to start now looking for the dictionary so that you can have a conversation with your child. Then I'll use the English word, not the Finnish word. Yeah, that's what I decided.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know for me sometimes I lack the consistency, especially when it comes to words that I don't know very well, and being brought up in Nairobi did not help my case at all because my son speaks like a child from the ghetto, actually.
Yes, okay,
He
for
says
sure.
some
He says some things that even I don't understand. I'm like, what slang is that? Come again? Hey.
So I don't know. I guess he would manage quite well in Nairobi, but sometimes I feel like I don't do him justice. Like something, for example, he calls avocados avocados. Like avocado is avocado, right? So these are the small ones that are in the mesh. But then when it's a big juicy avocado, he says, "Mama, hii ni parachichi."
So parachichi is a Swahili word for avocado.
Avocado. So if it's a nice juicy avocado that is big, then we use the Swahili word. So
Is that something you used to say when you were young? Or how, like that?
no,
No.
I just
You just cooked it up
I remember like
yourself.
I was trying, like I do try like to speak like proper Swahili. So I know I love avocados. So when it's a nice avocado, like I even tell him like, "Wow, hii parachichi imeenda university." You know, like this avocado has been to the university. It's so nice and juicy. And so I think he got like a nice avocado is a parachichi, and then the others are just avocados.
Where you I don't even know what you're raising. Not even a Kenyan. But it's okay. It's okay. We'll accept.
But I really admire Remy, your consistency with the kids and your determination to speak like proper Swahili with them. I mean, like your elder son, he actually like would look for a word no matter what. Like he will try and find that word in Swahili. He has very good grammar, like compared to somebody else that we know, compared to my son, for example. Yeah, his grammar is very, you can hear that it's something that you've actually put, how can I say, a lot of effort to it.
Effort, yeah.
Yeah,
I think something else I
and I
would
really admire
say
that.
I have done is it's a task, but having them to repeat just as the conversation is going, like when they throw in a Finnish word, then I say it's this, and then it's not like don't just tell me, oh, I want you to say it, and then we continue with the
I want to
conversation,
hear it.
yeah.
Yeah,
And at
yeah.
first it was a bit like a bummer, like it's kind of slowing the conversation, but now it has become part and parcel of our daily talk. But now this 5 and a half year old is proving to be hard-headed.
That is my daughter.
She will tell you, mama, me, I don't speak that language. That language, it doesn't have a
Doesn't have a
word. It
name.
doesn't have a name.
That language,
That
yeah.
language. But we're trying, and
Yeah.
then but then sometimes comes like you're just talking, and then she'll tell you, "Mama, naweza vaa rinda." I'm like, "Can I wear a dress?" I'm like, "You even know
So you
rinda?
know.
Like, really?" Like she'll remove some word out of nowhere, and I'm so you actually know. Yeah. So it keeps me pushing. Yeah. So that's something. It's quite tasking, but I would encourage anyone to like have them repeat the word. Have them repeat the word, like yeah.
Are there any other challenges that you faced when you're teaching the kids Swahili?
Of course, material, like there's you producing the language, and then when you compare like for now the other language they are speaking is Finnish. They're getting Finnish not only from people speaking to them, but they're getting it from TV, books. Yeah. Okay, school now we can't compare, but say TV and books.
Friends,
Friends, yeah. So yeah, my friends, of course I don't we don't meet every day, sometimes not even every week. So I end up being just the only source of this language. But then now books and like material from a screen, a cartoon, TV, like it's not as really readily available.
What have you done to tackle that challenge?
Well, before I even got any Swahili books, I would just take the, you know, those kids' books that we were reading. Even if they're in Finnish, what do the kids know? They don't know how to read. Then they're just seeing pictures.
Yeah.
So, Simi, you know the story. So, I'll tell you the story in Swahili. Yeah. And then that's when I just thought, yeah, why not get those Swahili, like, kids' books? You know, word books, and then you build on to bigger stories. And now I have, like, several different series of books. And, yeah, some actually have very nice stories. And and I'm even getting longer, like, not just simple words, like, with, you know, deeper vocabulary and all that. And then, yeah, just looking for stuff on YouTube. There's not so much, but there's this page I found. What was it called? Swahili Fairy Tales or something. It's those Cinderella and all those. But then they've been dubbed into Swahili. So that's our, like when we're doing hair, when I'm shaving my son's hair, that's what we listen to, and it's a hit.
Okay. Because I think with the books, I have the same series of books, and I think, yeah, my son is turning 10, and we've had them ever since, like for the longest time, and I almost feel like he's crammed the books.
Yeah,
like. Even if I change, like, a word or two or something, like, he'll look at me, those ones of, like, what do you mean?
That's already
no,
it doesn't
go like that. It didn't go like that. And I feel like the literature is not going with time. Like, it's the literature is not developing as fast as my son is developing, right? I wish I could get more books. I feel like... I'm about to complain and then I am wondering what am I doing about it. But let me complain and then we can question what I'm doing about it. I feel like Swahili children's books are very, they've not moved with the time. They're still the same old books that we've been reading ever since. I mean, they have... a mad house. Like my child could never be able to relate that house, like, and not just my child who's living in Finland, who's fortunate enough to be living in Finland. I think even a child in Kenya, they're kids who've never seen a hut. Even if you go to the village these days, people don't live in huts. They live in mabati houses. You know, like in iron sheet houses. So I feel like they are so unrelatable. They are just tales. And I wish I could get some literature that is so relatable to him. You know, literature about the way he goes to the library now and picks a book about... Neropa, who is writing a diary, like Dear Diary. I wish such a book can be, because the neuropathy that I'm talking about is actually an English book that has been translated to Finnish.
Yeah.
So why isn't it being translated to Swahili so that he can be able to relate to it? He can be able to find the how can I say? The storyline in this language that we are trying to give. And then now the question is to me, what am I doing about it?
Let me say
nothing.
Actually, I realized the more I've been like trying to collect different kinds of books, there are books that are not so just with the animals and I have a book about road safety, like the kids are going to school and the parents
About
at
what?
road safety. Yeah, like what's a zebra crossing, how to cross the road, and the kids go to school and someone gets injured and they do first aid, and what's a first aid box and stuff like that, what you should do to ensure you're safe. So in that way, I think, yeah, I think they are coming up slowly. Of course, now we're not in that market to even know what's there. You only get something if you send someone
True.
to go get you a book or something. Yeah, but of course it's still not as, you will not get a Cinderella book in Swahili.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
And of course, I think it also comes with the territory of the culture, because our grandparents, they told tales. We are all about parables, if I can say
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
Like, it's not. Yeah, so they use animals, they use, like, there's a moral of the story to every story. But at the same time, I feel like we need to catch up with the time, so that because I bet even people in Kenya will not go and buy their children a book about Abunuwasi and Kaka Sungura and blah blah blah. They would rather go and buy their child a Harry Potter book
Yeah,
to read.
true, true.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So, challenge to us, challenge to anyone listening.
Exactly. Please, let's do something
Let's
about
do
it.
something about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it keeps the language growing and increases the interest of the children.
True, true.
Any other challenge that you can think about?
I don't know if I would say a challenge, but I want to say like a dilemma. Oh, but these are things I've come to overcome, because at first I was thinking, I remember the first dilemma was like, my partner doesn't speak Swahili. So now it will be like, when we're in the house, he's not understanding what we are talking about. And I was thinking, okay, of course, I understand Finnish, so he cannot tell me, like, I cannot tell him, don't speak Finnish, because, you know, yeah. And I remember I said this to my sister-in-law, and she was like, that's his problem, that's not your problem. And I was like, okay. You know, and I even thought, yeah, why was it even bothering me? And then, okay, comes the, now you go to daycare. You're there, you, your child, and the nanny. The nanny is telling you how the day went, or like say when you're picking the child, and then now you want to ask your child something or tell them something. And I remember it would feel so awkward talking to them in Swahili. And I feel like I almost have to translate to this nanny what we are saying. But then slowly, slowly, I'm like, hey, well, this is our language.
Whatever,
I
man.
don't owe you, I don't know anyone, any translation.
And I think we also have to give kudos to Finland, because it's a very accepting country when it comes to multilingualism and bilingualism and all these things. Because I remember when my son was in daycare, when he was pretty small, actually, like he didn't even speak much. I remember one time going to the daycare, and of course I've been told how the day has gone and blah blah blah, blah. And then I told my son something in Finnish, like, yeah, let's go or something like that. And this lady was like, hey, remember to use your mother tongue. And I just thought, damn, like, what just happened
Nice.
there? You know, she was encouraging me to speak my mother tongue. Every time we went to the clinic, I remember it was interesting how they kept on insisting on me using my mother tongue on my child. Like, you need to teach your child the mother tongue, you need to teach your child the mother tongue. And it only makes sense because Finnish is not my first language. I don't speak proper Finnish. If I start speaking my bad broken Finnish to my child, I'm not doing him any justice. You know? So yeah, like we have to give credit like to the Finnish society, which is very, very accepting and
It is.
accommodative. Yeah, and I have actually never met anyone who has questioned my
True.
speaking my mother tongue to the boy. Like
Yeah, true,
I
same
have
here.
never.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Then another situation is when you have a play date. So, are you
What?
seeing the struggle? So, your kids'
What?
friends come over, and of course, they speak Finnish. And then now, then maybe you have to explain to them something. Maybe it's the stop doing this, or let's do this. It's now time to do this, or let's go there. Where? And you have to be consistent. Consistency, we are not losing it.
Yes, consistency is the key.
So first you say in English, in Swahili, and then now you repeat in Finnish. And then sometime I say in Swahili and I'm like, wait, tell your friend what I said.
Tell your
I'm like,
friend, I know what you mean. There was a day some boy came here for a play date, and it just went on and on with the consistency. So I say it in Swahili first, and then I repeat it in Finnish. And yeah, and then we went outside to play, and the boys were just being naughty. Like they started becoming naughty, and I got so pissed off. I said, like, in Swahili, nikiona hiyo mpira hapo tena nitaichukua nitupe huko kwa takataka. Then I decided I'm going to translate the same thing in Finnish. Oh my God, what a mess!
Backfired,
Like
backfired.
it backfired on me. Like it just made no sense. And this Finnish boy was looking at me like, "What the heck are you talking about?"
Realized you can't be, how can I say, stern, or like when you're angry and you're not disciplining your child, it has just has to be in Swahili. Like there's no other language. Like it cannot.
No,
It's
no, no.
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but those are some of the challenges or dilemmas. And yeah, and I think another challenge I am facing right now is, okay, we have the spoken Swahili, but now what do we do about the written? And the red Swahili.
Yeah,
Do I need to do something about that?
true. Yeah, because now the kids are in school, you know, your child is in third grade. I mean, they know really well how to read and write
Right.
in Finnish, so yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So my son has been, since he was in second grade, he decided that he doesn't want to go to the after school activity, and yeah, we agreed that he's going to stop because it's time and blah. So he had a phone, and I told him that he can't call me because I'm working. So the first day he came home, he sent me a message that read, "Mama, nimefika home." HOM. And I just thought to myself, what just happened? My son sent me a message in Swahili. We have never practiced. We have never nothing. And to date, he writes to me in
In
Swahili.
Swahili.
If you want to call it Swahili,
But
I get him.
trying, yeah.
He tries, E for effort. Like, he really, really tries.
Effort.
He Where?
I
He
get
really,
you.
oh yeah, he tries, and then the consistency for me now is that he will write something ridiculous that I can understand because he's using the Finnish alphabet. So I need to really, really read, and he has directly translated everything. He's my son is an expert at direct translations. So I figure out what he's trying to write, and then I will reply the same thing, like, ah, you mean na 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 na. Now I will write it like the proper way.
And that's the repetition I was
And then,
saying.
yeah, and then he will reply nicely, like a Kenyan. E-E-H.
EH. Eh.
Eh.
Yeah, him is writing the spoken Swahili, eh? And the
Very
strict
spoken.
Swahili, not even.
Wait, 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 wait.
But you know one thing, actually, I'm grateful for like Swahili being our language and that we're in Finland, because both languages, you write them as you speak. What do I want to say?
Are you
Like,
say it?
as you
Yeah.
say it. Yeah. Like, it's not
Yeah.
like English, this you there are silent letters and that they are what, you know. The way it is just the way you say it, like
The way it
the
is,
letters. So I think that's a plus on our side.
it is.
And I shared with you this the other day. Like, I was shocked. Okay, now my son is in second grade, and of when he started to understand like how to read, when we were reading like Swahili books, I would throw a word here and there, like very simple words, kaka, you know, those like very two syllable words. And I would show him, yeah, you see, that's how you read Swahili, just the same way you read Finnish, just the way it's written. So he's like, ah. So the other day, he tells me he wants to read the Swahili book for bedtime. Like, he reads it. And I'm like, okay. And we take the simplest book, the one with just a few words per page and a picture. And he read it so well. Like, I was in shock. I was in shock. You know, so yeah, I think those are the things that
And
just
I was
keeps
telling,
him going.
going. I know. I remember telling you, Remy, I was totally surprised that, like the W, he read it very, very well. My son cannot do that. Like he will just put the double V. He's now starting to understand the J and the
The
Y.
why,
Yeah, so I was really, really impressed that your son could just go on like quite fluently.
I was really impressed. Yeah, of course it helps so that he could just look at the letters and, you know, just read it the way as it is. But yeah, it's paying off,
Are
the
there
hard
any
work.
benefits of teaching your child Swahili, Remy?
Hey, wait. Apart from the gossiping and people don't understand what you're talking about, I mean, that's the number one
Hey,
benefit. Not
before
gossiping, you're
we
just
go to
saying
the
things.
wait. Hey, before we go to the benefits, challenges. Me, I think the challenge that I have now is that, speaking of gossiping, I have no language that I can use in this house that that boy does not get.
Yeah, okay, when you're gossiping him.
Or when we are just talking about things, I want to talk to you, Remy, and we have a conversation, but he's there, like he can hear
Everything.
everything.
True,
Like,
true, true. Not in
I think,
English, not in Swahili, not in Fini.
not to finish. Like,
Yeah.
it's like, oh my
I
goodness,
know, I
where
know,
do we start,
I
you know?
know, I
Like,
know. Even us, as much as the kids don't consume any content, very little content in English, but just them hearing us. Me and my partner speak in English, like they've picked up so much. Like you can't toss anything and they won't know.
It's crazy. I think, yeah, that's a bittersweet challenge.
Yeah, it
Like,
is. It is. No. Yeah. And now you can't even
yeah,
spell
like
out
Remy, you
things at
and
this
I,
point.
no, oh God,
Guy,
no.
you cannot.
Yeah, you can't spell out things, and yeah, I think we've resorted, Remy, at some point to speaking, using big diction, big words.
Big ones, English and Swahili ones.
Synonyms, English, big Swahili English words that you need a dictionary.
Fuck are you thinking? know. I'm always thinking, like, what's the other word for this? And what's the other word for that? Like,
Yeah, a synonym. Yeah, yeah.
But
Yeah, but
yeah,
back to the benefits.
benefits, yeah, gossiping. Okay, not gossiping, but yeah, that you can tell them something in private without, like, if you're in the shop or you're somewhere, even with their friends, then no one has to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like it's almost like your secret language.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in this society. I think for me, one of the biggest benefits, and that keeps me going every time, is when I hear my son speaking Swahili to the grandmother, or like, I kid you not, it just keeps me going. Like, oh my goodness, my mom was here last year.
It's last
No,
year,
last
but
year,
one.
but one guy. Yeah, last year, but one. And I would leave them in the house, come back, everyone is in one piece. Nobody needed any, they didn't need me, they didn't miss me. They, like, they're having a
Their
time of
own
their life, they're
thing.
communicating, like, doing their own thing. And for me, I feel like, I don't know, that keeps me going. Every time, like, Remy can hold a conversation with my son, like from beginning to end in Swahili, I just feel like I'm doing something right.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the best benefit for me, like him being able to hold the identity of being a Kenyan.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally.
Yeah, in his own way. Yeah. Very nice.
Nice. Yeah, any parting shots?
Any other parting shots? Hey, do you have an interesting story about the two languages, or?
Anyway, apart from the, I mean, the way these people mix these things, like, you know, the way Finnish words have endings? Like, okay, for someone who doesn't speak Finnish, like, when you think of the English language, we use prepositions to
From
prepositions,
in out.
to show, like, a position or, yeah, from in, out of. So in English, the preposition is put at the end of the word, of the word. So now these children, they will take the Swahili word and then put a
Finish
Finnish
ending.
preposition ending at the end.
Yes. To create their own
To
language.
create their own language. Oh my God, I
It's
know.
just so cute
It's
and funny,
really
and how they are
cute.
confident, like giving
Yeah,
that
yeah. And you
speaking like
realize
that,
that they, I've
yeah.
also realized that even the word arrangement, word order, is they are taking it, they're thinking in Finnish and then now translating
Oh
in
yes.
English. Like when you think, in English, say in English, you say a red house. And I think, yeah, and even in Finnish, the adjectives comes first, but in Swahili you'll
First.
say house red, if I would,
House red.
yeah, so that's how they will speak. Mama, this house red. And at first I used to wonder, you people, who is teaching you these
They
things?
talking about?
Until
I
it hit
think.
me, yeah, you're thinking in Finnish, and the word order in Finnish is different than in Swahili, but the words are correct, just that it comes, you know, the other way around.
And you've seen the way my son and your son live in two different places, but they make the same mistakes,
Yeah,
like the
yes,
same mistakes. And it's
exactly.
almost like, am I the one who's teaching them this, or what is
Yeah,
happening?
yeah, yeah. True, true. It's so interesting. It's so interesting.
For me, a funny story, when my son was, I think, four, I went to pick him up in daycare. So the word "vitu" is like a curse word in Finnish, so you don't use that at all. And in Swahili, "vitu" is things, you know, like your things, my things, our things, everything.
These
And
things, those
yeah,
things.
these things, those things, everything is things, is "vitu vitu." So I go to pick my son, and this was the last day that I needed to give my shifts for work, my working shift, so or book days for him to be taken care of. So I'm busy writing them on the table, and the adults are sitting around there. And so my son is coming to me, and he's telling me, "Mama, mama, mama." So I tell him, "Go pick your things, you know, go pick your things." And then he comes and tells me, "I have taken my things." And then I tell him, "Okay, you know, go do this." And yeah, he comes back again, "Mama, mama, mama." So finally, I asked him, "So what have you eaten today?" And I'm still writing. And then he says, "I've eaten many things." You know? And for me, that was a moment
And
for taking a pause. Like, you've
he's
eaten many
replying
things. Yeah,
in
in
Fin, in
Swahili.
Swahili.
In Swahili, that he's eaten many things. So yeah. So I lift my head and I ask the teachers who were there, like, "What has he eaten today?" Because that was very atypical of him to eat anything, because he never used to eat. Now he's telling me that he's eaten many things. So I asked them in Finnish, like, "What has he eaten today?" And they say, "Nothing." And my son is standing there. So very confidently, he shouts and says, "Kyllä mä oon syönyt paljon vittua." Like, "Of course, I've eaten many fucks." Like,
So the V2 he's talking about is the Swahili one.
yeah,
But now with a Finnish
with a
ending.
Finnish ending, yeah, to mean things.
Oh, how much explaining did you have to do?
And I'm trying to explain, and
Embarrassments.
of course, they're all looking. Embarrassment, and they're looking at this boy who never swears. Like, other kids do swear, but then they've never heard it from him. And I'm telling them, "No, he doesn't mean that. Like, you know, this." Now I'm using the swear word again. It doesn't mean that. It means this. And then the more I use the swear word, it just becomes more ridiculous. And
Less.
we're all laughing. And, yeah,
Well, no, I've not been in such a
that.
situation.
Yeah, but anyway, I think my parting shot would be what Remy has said: consistency, consistency. And yeah, if you're a parent and you're saying that, "Okay, it's too late, I never started speaking whatever mother tongue it is that you have to my child, and my child is now what, 7, 8, and you feel like it can't work, it can. You just need consistency and a little bit of being psycho. Like, just go on, use actions, show things with your hands, just start. And I think once you start and you have purposed that I'm going to do this in this language, then if you can't beat them, join them. The kid will join you at some time. Even though they don't speak, they will understand, and they will shock you one day when they have a conversation with you or with somebody else.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And I think also your why will push you a lot. Why you're doing it, that will push you. Think of the end
Yeah.
goal. Think
And
of the
I
end goal.
the end. Yeah. And I think also to the Kenyans who are listening, because we have so many languages, I always say you don't have to teach your child Swahili. I know of a family that speaks to their kid in Kikuyu, and this kid is fluent. My goodness, this kid is fluent in Kikuyu. And I'm thinking, good for you. Like, if that is the closest language that you have in your heart, do it. Like, there's no small language, there's no big language. Like, it's something that you're going to forever say that you gave to your child, I
Exactly.
think. Yeah.
True, true. Yeah, I think it's a wrap. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you are a parent raising a kid with a, what did we call it? Bilingual child, please let us know your struggles. Let us know those funny moments you've had or crazy moments. Yeah, share your experiences. Share this with someone else to encourage them. Like, well, I think, I don't know if I would. I think maybe I would have given up if I was alone, like just doing, living in a village somewhere. Because,
True.
speaking to Jane, speaking to these other people in my life who I know are doing the same, like, it gives a lot of encouragement. And yeah, just knowing you're not in this struggle alone, it's.
And if you're speaking to your child in another language other than the native language of the place where you're living, send us a few, if you have other tips for us.
Yeah, sure.
Encouragement. Send them to us on our Instagram page, and we can post it to everyone else. Maybe it
Yeah.
becomes of help to someone else also.
Exactly. Alrighty. So thank you for listening to the end, and remember, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Melanin Wave Podcast. Yes, like, share, and yeah, share again. What do people say?
Weh. Yeah,
Those
subscribe.
ones. Subscribe. Follow. Which one?
No, follow.
Subscribe near YouTube.
Anyway.
Wait. Sour. Till next time.
Sour. Until next.
Bye bye.
Adios.
Yep.
Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. Girls are thinking, in my king tune, I'm a queen. Squad, you're the back DJ.